Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to another weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. Today we have a guitar which is an absolute rarity from 1955. And I would love to start straight away with this guitar. This guitar is made by one of the most popular and interesting guitar makers from Spain, Marcelo Barbero, who was born in Madrid, and who also built many guitars in the workshop of Santos Hernandez after Santos Hernandez passed away. And this guitar is from 1955, so this is actually, yeah, let's say nearly 70 years old. But the condition of this guitar is outstanding. I have never seen such an old guitar in this condition without any cracks or even marks of the nails, and I was truly stunned as soon as I held this guitar in my hand for the first time. As you might know, Marcelo Barbero passed away in 1956, and this guitar is made in 1955, so this is one of his latest guitars. And Marcelo Barbero guitars are built with an incredible precision and attention to the details, and also the choice of the woods was one of the highlights of this guitar maker. And this guitar is a Flamenca Blanca, but you can also play without any issues classical guitar pieces on this instrument. You can raise the action a little bit and it will work perfectly for classical pieces. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and cypress back and sides. And as you might notice, also the shape of the head, the angle of the head is very similar to the Santos Hernandez guitars. Okay, I'm talking so much because I'm very excited to play a few notes on this Marcelo Barbero guitars from 1955. Let's do it. You notice how long I can rest on every chord, because it's so magical. And despite being a Flamenca Blanca guitar, the sustain is amazing. I could stay for many seconds on one chord and it's still ringing. The guitar is resonating so well, but listen to the color, to the character of the tone. It's pure beauty. the sound of this guitar is refreshing all my beautiful memories. I don't know why, but it's the case. I think one of the highlights that we have to mention is the balance of this guitar. It's so consistent in every position and on every string. And despite having a spruce top and cypress back and sides, this guitar doesn't sound too bright or too brilliant. It's such an elastic sounding instrument that you can create your own color. But I have to say, it is a quiet, sensitive guitar. So you have to shape your nails very well to have a rounder sound. But the main character of this guitar is not too bright or too brilliant. The separation is there, but you can create very soft tones. Wow. I could review this guitar for the whole day. It's incredible. Apart from the mint condition of this instrument, which is 70 years old, the tonal qualities are also exceptional. And this is a truly rare guitar. I mean, probably it's very difficult to find a guitar by Marcello Barbero from 1955 in this great condition. So I'm very curious to let your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. And yeah, let me know. And if you have any questions about the guitars, or if you want to get in touch with us directly, now you have the possibility to scan this QR code and you can get in touch with us on WhatsApp. And I will be happy to reply to your messages. And if you are enjoying the video, please leave a like and let's move on. Well, the next guitar is one of the most interesting and heavily decorated guitars that I have played in the recent years. This is made by Rafael Turkowiak, a very well-known guitar maker from Poland, which you probably know. And we have had several guitars made by this guitar luthier, but this one is on another level. This guitar is called Opus Virtuoso model, and it has the number 766. Stay tuned, there is a lot of details to show you on this guitar. It's a double top guitar which has a redwood top with spruce underneath, and we have also radial bracings. We have a lot of decorations on the bridge. The rosette is super beautiful, the headstock, but have a look at the back and sides of this guitar. Oh my God. The back and sides of this guitar are made of amboina burl, and I love this decoration here on the back of the guitar. I don't know what to say. I'm so overwhelmed with all these little decorations and details on this guitar. And you can actually see through this little decoration or window. I would like to call it window. It looks like a window of a church. It reminds me of that. And you can see it also if you look in the sound hole of the guitar. We have an armrest, elevated fingerboard, and yeah, I think it's enough for the decorations and features of this guitar. Let me play a few notes on this guitar and see how it sounds. This double top construction is also redesigned by Rafael Turkowiak, and it's new, and they made, I think since February 2026, they have redesigned the construction of their double top guitars. Let's see how it sounds. What is that? Compared to the other Rafael Turkowiak guitars, the sustain of this guitar is unbelievable. On every tone, and the balance is also very, very good. I mean, this is also in a different price range than the previous Rafael Turkowiak guitars. It is a great double top guitar. It has a very soft and round sound. It is very well balanced. Every tone has the same intensity and volume, and the sustain is incredible. It is a very comfortable guitar to play on. I love the shape of the neck, and I also know that some of great classical guitarists, such as Mateusz Kowalski, is playing on a Turkowiak guitar and a Woodfield, I think. And I can understand totally why, because I have the feeling this guitar is made for the high demands of a professional classical guitarist. It works very well. The sound is very round and soft. I think even if you have not that well polished nails, you will sound still full and round on this guitar. It's a very inviting guitar to play on. I'm so impressed. And you have also different colors. virtuoso. An incredible guitar made by Rafal Turkowiak with a lot of beautiful decorations, and I love this one. Wow, congratulations to him to be so innovative and to be brave enough to make this kind of stuff and decorative elements and different experiments on this instrument. Wow, it paid off, I would say. So, let me know your thoughts on the sound of this Rafal Turkowiak guitar, and let's move to the next one. The next guitar is made by a legend from France. This guitar is made by Dominic Field, one of the three biggest names in the French guitar making history, in the modern French guitar making school. And Dominic Field is building incredible sounding guitars that are played by many big name artists. Sound wise, it is going, of course, in the direction of Daniel Friedrich. I mean, much more in the direction of Daniel Friedrich than Robert Boucher. And they have a modern touch, but they are keeping at the same time the qualities of a traditional guitar. I think this is the reason why many classical guitarists love his guitars. And this particular guitar is from 1989, in a very good condition. It comes with a high quality spruce stop, and if you tap on the top, you can hear how the wood is singing, how well. Anyway, and we have Indian rosewood back and sides. And it's a traditionally built guitar. Let's see how it sounds. Beautiful and elegant tone. It has a very woody sound and it's very well resonating. It's a very responsive guitar. It reminds me, not on a double top guitar, but the response is very fast, but at the same time very natural. It's not too aggressive. But I love the character of the trebles. Amazing. Thank you. elegant French tone. It's a mixture of transparency in the tone, but also soft overtones. It has its own character, and this is also what makes Dominic Field guitars so popular. So let me know your thoughts on the sound of this from 1989 Dominic Field guitar. The next guitar is a lattice braced guitar made by the Spanish guitar maker Dario Garcia, who has started to study guitar at a very young age. His father was also an instrument maker, and so he joined the workshop of his father and learned a lot in his workshop. He is building different guitar models, very skillful guitar maker, and this one is a lattice braced guitar, brand new from 2026, and it comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And this model is called Concierto. So Concierto Lattice. Well, let's see how it sounds. Powerful and I would say very natural sound for a lattice braced guitar. I would say it's more a traditional guitar with some qualities of a lattice braced guitar, which is quite good. I also like the dynamic range of this guitar. I have the feeling that you can get very loud, and the guitar allows you. Also very comfortable to play, everything works very well. Everything very simple and it works very well. Nothing is complicated. This is how I would describe the overall sound and playability of this guitar. Thank you. impressed because I have the feeling that I'm playing a traditional guitar. For me, it sounds like a traditional guitar, but you have that, I would say, the responsiveness and maybe the power of a lattice guitar. I mean, it is a lattice-braced guitar at the end. I think it works very well, what he did. Congratulations to him. And let me know also your thoughts on the sound of this Dario Garcia Concierto Lattice model. The next guitar is a heavyweight champion from Australia. This guitar is made by Lance Litchfield, and it's the first time that I'm reviewing a guitar made by Lance from Australia, and I'm very excited. It reminds me, of course, of Smallman, Kim Lissarack. It's a very Australian guitar. It's a lattice braced guitar with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides, in great condition, and we have also an armrest. I also like the rosette a lot, and of course it's a heavy guitar, so I also think that the sides are doubled for sure. I'm not sure if it's cypress. It looks to me like cypress when I look inside. Yeah, so a lot of wood in this guitar, but it's also very loud. I would say, let me play a few notes on it and then we will talk about the sound. Typical lattice braced guitar. Very responsive, full of soft overtones. It truly reminds me of Kim Lissarack and a bit Smallman guitars also. You have very soft overtones around the notes. Also a very soft response. You can touch the strings very piano, and the tones are there, very enhanced with a lot of power and overtone. So it makes the playability at the end very comfortable and easy. Last piece. also a very nice brightness in it, in the sound. It also reminds me slightly of the guitars of Ashley Sanders, also from Australia, and it was also very round sounding, but you have a bright core in the sound. It's very difficult to explain it. Maybe you can help me to explain the sound of this guitar. Lance Litchfield from Australia, a lattice-braced guitar, and I'm curious what you say. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. The last guitar of this week is an Armin Hanika guitar, but it's a custom model, so it's not built in series, and it's a very special instrument. It's the new Century Lattice Custom. And yeah, this is also a lattice-braced guitar, but it's much lighter than the previous guitar by Lance Litchfield. It's nothing better or worse, it's just different construction. The construction is actually the same, but let's say a different concept of lattice bracing. And it comes with a cedar top and very special wood, bocoté, back and sides. And the whole guitar has a wax finishing, so as you can see and also feel. It's brand new from 2026, and let's play a few notes on it. Long sustain. Powerful guitar with a long sustain, and the overall sound character is, I would say, round and soft. Very pleasant. So it was a Armin Hanika New Century Lattice Custom model with bocoté back and sides, and we have also an elevated fingerboard. It's almost like a Humphrey guitar. It's very elevated. And I'm curious, what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar? And it was also the last guitar of this week. Thanks for watching. And once again, you have the possibility to contact us directly on WhatsApp. You have to scan the QR code, and we will be happy to get in touch with you. If you have any questions about the guitars, I would be happy to respond to your messages. And if you enjoyed the video, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel as usual. Have a nice day. Enjoy the weather. It's super hot in Germany, but I'm not complaining. It's fine for me. See you next week.